This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Beginning of an hour is always a good time to call. Although you can call whenever you want to, it's just at the beginning of an hour, you tend to get a little more time and you get through a little more easily. But whenever you want to call is whenever we'll take your call, assuming that we're here. Somebody really did call yesterday, like literally 1 second before we went off the, air. Which I suppose, listen, it's kind of reminds me a little bit of when I had a practice of people sort of talking about the weather for the first 43 or 48 minutes, and then when, you know, like 2 seconds left to go, they'd say, I'm suicidal. I think, okay, well, we're just about out of time, but we can certainly try and do this. 855-993-7569 as a tip to our sombrero of the heat wave that's going on. I thought we'd talk about repugnant smells. And one of the reasons to do it is because it is so evocative, as I mentioned, that our sense of smell is the oldest part of our brain. It's called our dog brain. And so it is it's one of the oldest and most basic and slowest parts of our brain, which quite often bypasses our more sophisticated cortex that says things like, I wonder what's going on here. It's just a reactive part of our brain, which is why I think it is so evocative and a lot of the smells we're talking about. And I thought we'd also, in addition to putting up icky smells, put up good smells. And everybody's going to say apple pie, right, and cinnamon. In fact, did you know that's one of the tricks if you're trying to sell your house to put a apple with a cinnamon stick in it in your microwave and cook it for about 5 minutes and then leave it in there.
That's awesome.
I once did it sort of inadvertently. I bought some pine cones that smelled, because pine is quite often used as an air freshener, and these were pine cones that were coated with cinnamon. I guess they had cinnamon mixed in with them. They had the sticks of cinnamon. And I just bought them one Christmas because I thought it would make my house smell good, which it did. And I'd kept them around. And so I had those out one year, and everybody kept coming and said, yes, your house smells so great. Because people would put in flowers, but flowers are not very subtle. And as you can hear from our list, that some people love the smell of flowers and some people don't. And people can have various associations. My mother hates the smell of daylilies, which I think are wonderful because she associates them with funerals. So she doesn't like that smell. Cinnamon, everybody doesn't like Sara Lee, apparently. So, or nobody doesn't like Sara Lee is the point, I guess. Everybody likes cinnamon. All right, so let's hear what other smells people are feeling, literally feeling.
Jennifer says gum that has been chewed too long. Yuck.
Well, I don't think it's. I think it loses both its taste and its smell. It just gets your jaws going. So I'm trying to think of the smell of gum that's been chewed too long.
Yeah, that's oddly specific, Jennifer.
Well, I like that though. No, we love oddly specific though. Next, yeah, I'll have to get some gum and chew it, and then smell it and see what happens. It'll be called the Jennifer effect.
That's right. All right, Barbara says this men's cologne called Jupe. Okay, that's what she spelled.
I think
she spelled it phonetically. My boss wore it and used to make me feel nauseous all the time.
The question is, if he hadn't worn it, would you have still felt nauseous? Sometimes bosses can make people nauseous. All right, fair enough.
I had a boss in one of my jobs that over-colognated just to the nth degree. But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't bad. It always reminded me of the time that I was training in and he was telling me stuff. He was a nice guy, so I guess I know what she's talking about. But it was,
yeah, true.
Maybe
okay,
not obvious,
good.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Matt says the candle store.
There are too many smells.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond drives me nuts. I almost get an instant headache.
Well, and if you walk into Bloomies...
Bath & Body Works, that's what I meant.
If you walk into Bloomies on the first floor where they're spraying people with perfume, I've had to walk out of stores sometimes, but I agree. Candle stores in general, the smells are just too strong.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Too artificial, too fakey.
There are just too many of them, I think, and they're just overwhelming. Okay.
Casey says, rotting fish bait, wasteful, and the smell is just wrong. I guess that makes sense.
Well, yeah, chum is not meant to smell good to human beings, I don't think. Hard to argue with that.
That's right.
Rotting anything. Yeah, there aren't a whole lot of rotting smells that smell delicious, I don't think.
Exactly.
I think rot is, by definition, kind of... And, you know, getting back to our, you know, my initial... hypothesis is that our, you know, that our sense of smell is very ancient and evolutionarily kind of irrelevant now, but very useful at some point. Think about it. Think about if we take those two kind of notions of sense of smell being evolutionarily helpful and rotting things in general smelling terrible, you can see why those two would be related. Of eating rotting things is not going to be a really good idea for survival. And so if your sense of if rotting things by definition smell bad, and you have a sense of smell that's supposed to be evolutionarily helpful, i.e. protective, you could see how those two would relate to each other pretty quickly. Right? Something saying, don't eat it. And in fact, there's another kind of thing, is that human beings tend to rely primarily on their sense of sight rather than anything else for any other mammal. And that most poisons, not all, but most things in nature that are red are poisonous for the same reason. So there you go.
Fascinating.
See how I can relate everything back to everything? It's kind of my job description is relating everything back to everything. Speaking of which, a bunch of movies coming out, which I will review for you in the next little bit of time, because there's one pretty good one, one really good one that no one's going to see. And one that no one should see, but I fear if I don't give you an honest appraisal that you might actually spend your hard-earned money and go see this movie, and that would be a very bad idea. So there you go. All right, now we'll get to that in just a moment. 855-993-7569. They said we're looking at icky smells today, but we're going to also put out good smells. Although you have to, I think the whole point is you have to get beyond cinnamon and apple. Apple pie, right? Because I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but you got to do something more creative for me than that, all right? And you can put the Y if you want to as well. Lorraine, you're on the... Is it Lorraine? Is that correct, or Lorraine?
Lorraine.
I was right. Okay, good. Always go
do
with your first
instinct.
Creative?
What are you talking about? Do something more creative? What?
Smells. That you have to be more... That if you're going to put down good smells, you have to be something more creative than saying cinnamon and apple and baked apple.
What do I have to put down smells for?
No, you don't have to do any of that. I was just talking. This has nothing to do with your call. You're okay. There's a pop quiz, Lorraine. No pop quiz is honest.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for being so cooperative. This is great.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Is this Dr. Jory?
It is.
Oh, hi. This is Lorraine. I have a problem with my brother and four sisters. But there are six of us who have inherited a house in a summer resort town, and it's not insulated. It's only a summer house, so it's only about 10 weeks when you can use the house actually and not freeze.
Okay.
And so I've got one sister that lives in England with her husband, and one sister that lives in Georgia, and one sister that lives in L.A. And we're just all over the place. But I've got the two sisters that are married. They want to have the house to themselves for a week, you know. But the other two sisters that are not married, they're always there, and they're just like always there, you know. And one time, my one sister, she was trying to ask if, you know, Christy and Patrick were going to come up, and she said, "Oh yeah, well, Patrick just got off work," and you know, she was just asking if they could have like 2 or 3 days by themselves, and my sister blew up at her and talked. was hollering at her for about an hour.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and figure out what to do about the summer house and the people who live far away. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Lorraine, who's got a not uncommon problem when property is left jointly to a bunch of people. in this particular case, a summer place that is really only usable for about 10 weeks to six people. Lorraine, how long, let me ask you a couple questions about the property. How long have the six of you owned it jointly?
It's been about 20 years since my dad put it on, the six of us, our names on it. But then my dad died just 2 years ago. And my mother had died a long time ago, and she just put the deed in our name.
Okay. So when your dad was alive, would everybody check with him about when they were going to come, or was it the same problem then?
No, it wasn't a problem because I think everybody just came and went, you know, as they could. And okay. My dad and his second wife, you know, came up and, I don't know, it didn't seem to be a problem. But
yeah, it doesn't surprise me that the problems have been since his death.
Really?
'Cause yeah, that's usually what happens. When the person who actually owns it, even though it's left to all of you, is still alive, then there's somebody to check with. It's once that all of you, then all the sibling rivalry sort of comes up again.
Uh-huh.
All right. So does everybody, are there any costs associated with maintaining it or not?
Oh, yes, there are costs, and we rent it for 2 weeks of the year to pay the taxes, and then we have a system where we each pay $20 a night. When we
okay.
stay there. So the person
okay.
who stays the longest is paying more, of course. But
okay. Now, when your sisters who live there, who are there all the time, are they paying the $20 a night as well?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're paying more than the other.
All right. Let me suggest what might work for this summer. You know, first of all, you don't want to be in the middle of this because no matter what happens, somebody will be mad at you. So I would let the two sisters who are there and the sisters who want to come work it out together, or not work it out. But let me tell you what I would suggest for next year, which is a lottery where everybody's, you have each of the 10 weeks, and it would be nice if you could expand it till. Well, all right, there are two ways of doing the lottery. One is to do, you get first choice, that instead of picking a week, you know, you could do it either the calendar, here the first week, the second week, and draw names. But a better way to do it is just draw the names out of a hat, who gets first choice, who gets second choice, who gets third choice, who gets fourth, and who gets fifth and sixth. And then you're going to have, presumably everybody gets a week, then you're going to have 4 weeks left over, in theory. Or maybe you can expand the calendar to 12 weeks, and that would actually work in a lottery, because even though nobody may want the first week, let's see, at the 10-week start, there are, what, 4 weeks in? If you do 4 weeks in June, 4 weeks in July, and 4 weeks in August, that's 12 weeks. That's what I would do. And
yeah.
So you have two lotteries. You have first through six choices, and then you do a second lottery for the second group, for the other six that are remaining, where you draw the names again. So... And for those weeks, you can either use it or switch it to somebody else. But
right.
that person, it's very clear. And then you put out the list of who got which week. And so that's inviolate. You cannot be there without their permission. If they want to give their permission, they have to give it, let's say, you know, a week in advance in writing. So there won't be any confusion about it in the future. For this summer,
yeah.
I'd let the sort of sisters duke it out with each other. But the ones who are there all the time are really taking advantage. But they're saying, well, we're here, but that's not the issue. But the lottery will take care of it for going forward.
Well, yeah. Well, we suggested that we each have a week.
But a lottery, but see, everybody's going to want the same week. That's the problem about
yeah.
that. They're going to want
yeah.
Memorial Day, Labor Day, and the 4th of July. So that
yeah.
won't work. So a lottery will, because
well,
then it's random.
I have one sister who works in New York City. She said, well, then, I don't know when I'm going to get off work, so I won't even be able to come up any time because I...
Well, the point is a lottery, that you know ahead of time. If you're going to take a cruise, you have to book
yeah.
it ahead of time. If you're going to buy airline tickets, unless you want to get nailed, you have to buy them ahead of time.
Yeah.
So the sister
yeah.
in New York can know that this is when she could take the time, or she could change with somebody else.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Okay.
And it may be that if you switch that you have to pay the person $20 or something. I mean, everybody can work that out. But then the most you're going to have is two people arguing with each other because one has the time and one wants the time. But the person who has the time gets to say yes or no, even if it's vacant.
Yeah.
So a lottery will take care of it because otherwise everybody's going to want the same weekends and you're going to be right back in this mess. So it has to be a lottery.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that two of my sisters don't mind being there with the others. And I mean,
Lorraine, that doesn't make any difference. When it's your turn, you can do whatever you want with it. You can say, yes, everybody can come, but if it's your turn and you don't want anybody there, it's yours. The thing is, it will get rid of all this infighting. Because it doesn't make, if you want people there, it's yours and you can do it. If you don't want people there, it's still yours. If you want to have it vacant for that week and it's yours, it's still yours.
Right, right.
It will work much better than what you've got going on, because what you've going on here is different personalities. And then you've got somebody saying, well, I'd let you come, and the other one saying, yeah, but I don't want you there, or it's my family.
Yeah.
You're going to have all that stuff that's always happened with all the siblings your whole lives, and so it'll never get resolved. And then people, I know cases where people have gone to court about these kinds of things. So headed off at the pass. Oh, yeah. So headed off at the pass. We're saying, look, I have an idea for next year, so we don't have to worry about this. I propose a 12-week lottery where we put everybody's name in a hat, and if you're drawn first, then you get first choice. And so everybody gets to have two different choices. You get first choice for 1 through 12 choices, because everybody gets twice.
Okay. So if you draw first, you get first choice of which week you want, and if you draw second, you get the rest.
Yes, you get everything that's left, and then the seventh week, you start the lottery all over again. So then you put the six names back in the hat.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That would work. Although I'll have to figure out how to do it. You know. Online or something, but they're not.
Yeah, you can. And what you can do is you can have somebody like your pastor draw the numbers, so you don't have to worry about who's getting first choice. So you can do it by dollar bills or I mean, the point is you need to make sure that whomever is picking the numbers is viewed. You can do it with bingo cards or something, but you just need to make sure that whomever's picking the numbers. It may just be that you could do the lottery ticket, because aren't the lotteries 1 through 6 or something? No,
yeah,
I think they're not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you'll figure out a way to do it.
You have,
and I would do the lottery early, well before season starts, so people can plan their vacations. Yeah, or even, January, or if everybody's together at Christmas, you can do the lottery at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and that way nobody, and you can let one of the kids choose, and so it's on the up and up, and you can have it all, or at Thanksgiving, whenever you've got everybody together. But that way, I mean, it's not going to completely wipe out the sibling rivalry and the negotiations, but at least it'll minimize it, because somebody will have priority. If it's your week, it's your choice, period.
Yeah, right.
All right? There you go. All right, have fun. I'm glad I'm not going to be around for the lottery. 855-993. I picked for you. 885-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As promised, there is good news and bad news about the movies coming out this week. So I'm going to do them just in the order that they're listed on IMDb today, and because otherwise it's just too prejudicial for words. Okay, number one on the list is Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation. This is the fifth Mission Impossible. This one stars Tom Cruise again. Rebecca Ferguson, whom I've never seen before, plays kind of the chick in this one. Jeremy Renner plays the head of the mission, the IMF force. And I think one of the reasons we have Jeremy there, other than the fact he's a really good actor, is he's about the same height as Tom Cruise, so they can run around together. Simon Pegg as an action hero. Mm-hmm. Well, what can I tell you? Ving Rhames is around, just looking hulking and major. Alex Baldwin plays the head of the CIA, as his sleazy best. Poor Alec, he only plays sleazy roles these days. But he's kind of fun. Who else is in this one? The bad guy is his name is Sean Harris, whom I've never seen before. Apparently, he's a Brit who's done a lot of TV work, and he's sufficiently creepy. I thought this was actually fun. It's a little bit long, to be quite honest. It's 131 minutes, which is 2 hours and 11 minutes. And as somebody pointed out, it's actually another minute because I saw it in IMAX, and they have that IMAX that blows your earballs out, showing you that you're watching an IMAX. I thought this one was really kind of fun. I think it's the perfect summer stupid movie. This one's got enough tosses and turns and chase scenes. And what's true of a lot of these kind of flicks, including the James Bond, is that the stunts at the beginning are the mind-boggling ones because you don't have to worry about a plot, right? You've just come into the middle and you're watching some unbelievable, breathtaking stunt, and this one certainly doesn't disappoint. And in fact, they actually put out a featurette called "Do You Want to Scare the Daylights?" Except they didn't use the word daylights, out of Tom Cruise, and they showed the opening sequence, which is actually on the posters as well. But it doesn't give you a sense of how really teeth jarring it was. And apparently, they shot it 8 times. So I thought this was really fun. Some people said, well, you know, you had to keep hitting the villain with the stupid balls. And I said, no, that's not true. This one has enough twists and turns in it. And there are a couple of visual images that are amazing. And because it takes place all over the world, there's some great sort of, gee, why don't we go there on vacation shots. But as I said, it's a little long, a little complicated, but great fun. It'll make some serious money and should. You'll enjoy it. Vacation. Okay, this is kind of a reprise, and they're saying it's not exactly a sequel because instead of Daddy Griswold, we've got Rusty Griswold, who's the son, taking his family to Wally World. And you could say, why would you redo this movie? And for a lot of people, this movie is bad enough. One of my colleagues described it as toxic waste masquerading as a movie. So it is getting some seriously negative reviews, including mine. I think I gave it 1 star, and I'm not sure why. I probably should have gotten no stars. It is not funny. There is the only reason to see this movie, but this is maybe why I gave it 1 star. There are 2 reasons to see this movie as far as I'm concerned. The opening sequence has vacation pictures that are really tacky, and I had to see them twice because the sound didn't work in the screening I was at, so they had to show them twice. Little did I know that I should have walked out as soon as I'd seen them, because the sound doesn't add anything to them, and they're by far and away the only funny part of the movie. To say they're the best part of the movie doesn't begin to explain how bad the movie is. And there's one scene that happens at Four Corners, which is where 4 states come together, that's kind of imaginative. But the rest of the movie is condescending, stupid, unpleasant. The younger brother is not only a bully, but a foul-mouthed bully. This is not something you can take kids to. And bringing Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo at the end does nothing. Ed Helms and Christina Applegate deserve more. It's just, it's unpleasant. It's unfunny. It's tacky. It's just a terrible movie, and I'm afraid that some of you are going to go see it, which you're not going to be happy, and you cannot take kids to it. Best of Enemies is by far and away the best movie of the week, but no one's going to go see it. It's a documentary that focuses on a series of television debates in 1968 between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley. And the backstory is absolutely fascinating. We were supposed to actually do an interview with them yesterday, and they canceled on us at the last moment, which I still like their movie. I'm not happy with them, but I like their movie. And this is really, the reason to see this is not only because you see two guys who are really at the top of their form of being snotty and verbal, but it was really the beginning of the end, to a certain extent, of intelligent commentary on television. The reason that these two guys were brought together is, as somebody from ABC says, and I worked for ABC at one point, not here, I mean 20 years later than this, but that they said that ABC would have been the fourth network, except there were only three. They had no money. And so when it came to the Republican and the Democratic conventions in 1968, ABC had no money. So instead of doing gavel to gavel, they decided to just do like an hour and a half, and what they would do is have commentary. So they chose Gore Vidal, who was a well-known liberal, and William F. Buckley, who was probably the best-known conservative at the time. And this was the beginning of what many of us have come to deplore, not only in talking heads, but in political commentary, which is lots of heat and no light. The two of them took off after each other. There was no real discussion of policy. They just had a great time being the best of enemies, just playing to the cameras. And as I said, I think whole lot of problems with people not listening, not being willing to compromise, not being willing to discuss the issues, ad hominem arguments, started there because it was so successful. So Best of Enemies is a terrific historical document, and if you live through any of that stuff, it'll bring a tear to your eye and a momentary, perhaps, difficulty sort of breathing in your little throat. The end of the tour should be better than it is. It's a terrific performance by Jason Segel and Jesse Eisenberg playing his Jesse Eisenberg character. It's a story of an actual interview between Rolling Stones reporter David Lipsky and novelist David Foster Wallace, which took place right after the publication of Wallace's epic novel Infinite Jest in 1996, which made a huge waves, to the extent that it was the first non-musician that Rolling Stones had ever interviewed, and how the two of them related to each other. As I said, the problem is that neither of them are very likable people, but it's an extraordinary performance, especially from Jason Segel, who knew was such a good actor. Listen to Me, Marlon is another terrific film that, especially if you like Marlon Brando, but even if you didn't, you're going to learn all sorts of things about him. It's a documentary that utilizes hundreds of hours of tapes that Marlon Brando recorded and nobody had ever seen before, and it also used some digital technology that sort of took Marlon's face, so he seems to be talking to in these weird kind of ways. I thought it was just an incredible experience because you got to hear this icon speak about his life and about acting and watch him in some really weird digital way, but actually hear his actual voice. So Listen to Me, Marlon is terrific for anybody who loves film and loves Marlon Brando. End of the tour, for Jason Segel fans, and if you know anything about David Foster Wallace or you're a fan of Rolling Stone, or I suppose if you're a Jesse fan as well, it's a little talky but kind of interesting. Best of Enemies is wonderful. As I said, it's kind of a nostalgic and upsetting look at the history of not only political conventions and two very well-known figures on the American scene, but also where the beginning of personality journalism, I think, really got a foothold, as opposed to in any way trying to contribute to people's understanding. Vacation, miss it, folks. You know, take a staycation on this one. Or go watch Mission Impossible, which you'll have a great fun time at. Too Scary for Kids, it is PG-13. Vacation is R. And probably should have been R for wretched, maybe W for wretched. For some reason, Best of Enemy is R, which I don't understand. End of Tour is R. Listen to Me is not rated. So I think this, I can't believe that Mission Impossible is the PG-13, is the most accessible to families this weekend. Probably going to be Pixels is not worth, maybe Ant-Man. I think Mission Impossible may stomp Ant-Man just because it's new and it's fun. But either you're going to be happy with. Think about seeing one of the little smaller movies, especially Best of Enemies. There's more information at drjoy.com, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, We have a little bit of time left in this hour and then another hour to go, so feel free to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. Surprised I haven't gotten a lot of calls about, because this is the time of year where people do family reunions and weddings. So this is usually the time of year where I get calls about that. 855-993-7569. Let's go back to smelly stuff.
Marine says cigarette smoke.
Yep, agreed.
Universally pretty bad.
Yep.
Carrie says nothing worse than roadkill skunks.
Well, yeah, there is something worse, but I agree.
Skunks, that is a rough
in
one.
General. Yeah. And it lasts forever. Apparently, you know what you're supposed to do if you ever get skunked?
Tell me.
Is tomato juice.
I think I saw that on a Looney Tunes cartoon once.
Well, everybody knows that's where you get all your information.
Well,
it's from Looney Tunes. No, it's
yep.
All right. There we go.
I get all my physics knowledge from Roadrunner Comics.
There you go. Well, see, you should have been here yesterday when we did cartoon figures.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite cartoon figure?
Ah, man, that's a good question. I don't know. There's too many great ones. I really can't. I love the genie from Aladdin because it's Robin Williams.
Well, that's kind of cool, too. Yeah, and we didn't even do those. We didn't even do Shrek or any of those. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Disney.
Well, it's such a wide ranging question, and we got lots of responses and lots of different kinds of things. All right, let's go back to stinkies.
Yeah, we'll keep on track here. Patrice says skunk and smoke.
Okay.
So that makes sense. Wendy says marigolds.
She didn't like marigolds?
Yeah.
That is an insect repellent, so a lot of insects would agree with you. That it actually, I think it's a mosquito repellent as well. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Dave says, fried bologna.
I have a vegetarian friend who says any meat cooking is really a problem.
Oh, no, she's wrong. He or she is wrong, I'm sorry. You can't get over the smell of a grilling steak.
There you go. All right, well, different strokes, different folks. I like the smell of grilled onions.
Oh, yeah.
I think that smells great.
Yep.
But they almost always come with something else that I'd just as soon not eat. So, but at street fairs, you can smell those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Candy says, never liked leather.
Really?
I like the smell of leather.
There you go.
Tim says, coffee and peanut butter, yuck.
Wow, because those are two smells that other people sometimes like.
Yeah, I really like those. Coffee.
There you go.
Marie says, Portuguese rabbit stew. That's oddly
You know,
specific.
That's when we ask you to be specific, we don't even mess around, do we?
I guess not.
Yeah.
But now, are the rabbits Portuguese or is the stew a Portuguese recipe?
You have to ask her. I don't know.
Yeah, we need more details.
Know.
Really here, Marie, come on. Dana says, perms.
Yeah, give you a headache. Also, acrylic nail stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do perms smell like?
It's a very chemical smell. I'm trying to think what else it smells like. It's a pretty nauseating smell. It's very base, I guess, because it's breaking down the strands in your hair.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty toxic. The next time you're near a beauty salon, just go in and ask them if you can take a whiff of a permanent. So I'm sure they'd be glad to oblige.
I'm sure.
They're going to call the cops on you, but...
Francine says mildew.
Yeah, not, again, one of those things that's probably protective. I'm not sure why perm smells would be protective. I guess if Mother Nature wanted you to have curly hair, she'd give you curly hair. I don't know. I just made that part up.
Nancy says vomit.
Thank you.
Barbara says B.O.
Yeah, well, this time of year, it's, it's a stat. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Avoid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Val says garlic and curry.
Yeah. So it depends where. I'll tell you my garlic story. Garlic, if you just smell it, is pretty strong. Cooked garlic, again, secondhand garlic is one of the more toxic smells, I think. I went to a thing in Boston. It was called Wolf's Night. And the Boston Symphony had a quartet that played, and they did it in this big, fancy ballroom. And all the men were mostly in tails, not even in tuxes. And all the women were in long gowns. And I... And they did all the dances were waltz except one gavotte or something. And they had a party on Beacon Hill beforehand, and they, I guess it was afterward, and they served garlic and goose liver on toast at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And my body, you sweated garlic for the next 3 days. And if you think garlic on your breath is bad, let me tell you when it's a disgusting story. I'm sorry I told it. Let's go move on. Pretend I didn't tell you that.
Rough.
It's a disgusting story. But it was one of those things of why I think people have aversions to people of different ethnicities is because their diet is different. And a lot of people think Americans smell terrible because we eat so much meat. But for a lot of the prejudice about people from different cultures is that they're eating different food, and you can, and that you, we're not aware of it because it's sort of, it's very common. And it's probably our own smell as well. But and curry and garlic are two of the smells that can be in your pores. Aren't you glad I knew this?
Very interesting.
Perhaps not. Okay, keep going.
Lynn says, smoke, cigarette, that is.
Yep. Yeah, this is one of the ones that is pretty commonly everybody hating.
Pretty universal. It's always rough when somebody's smoking super near a building exit or entrance when they're really not supposed to, and you got to walk through a cloud of...
Yeah, they do that in my building, and you just sort of glare at them. They're not supposed to do
terrible.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's really rude. And I love people who put the cigarette either out of the window or out of, like, when they're driving, or will put it in... when they're in a restaurant, you can't do it in restaurants, but you can sometimes do it outdoor cafes, which is, and they'll put it away from them so it's in your face, not theirs.
Yeah, real considerate. That's awesome.
Well, if you don't like it and you're smoking it, why do you think I would? Or you don't actually care if I don't, do you? Never mind. All right, keep going.
Smoking is bad, guys. All right, so Heidi says vomit.
Well, vomit is clearly winning.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Anna says,
or losing is the case in
Yeah,
being.
Right. Was it ever going to... I mean, it's not a pleasant smell.
Well, it's one of those things, again, that... Again, I think there's that atavistic part of it. If somebody in the tribe has eaten something that's making them sick, maybe everybody does, and so that's a way... I think it's probably left over from our, you know, cave ancestors.
Mm-hmm. That makes
because
sense.
Because it's one of... Yeah, it really does. There are a whole lot of things that make a lot of sense if you try to think of them in terms of... of preservation of the species. So we try and preserve the species by taking your phone calls so you're happy at all times. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.